Today, the beginning, the first part of our reading for the day from Mark chapter 5. Again, we're working through the Gospel of Mark, which is most likely the first of the Gospels written down. It is quick, some people would say crude, because there's not a lot of descriptions, not because it's nasty, but it's quick and brief and concise. And you can hear in the 20 verses of today, there is a lot that happens in the lines and between the lines. So as we listen to this Gospel message, I want to invite you to listen for the Word of God. We begin with Mark chapter 5, verses 1 to 13. Jesus and his friends came to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, to the country of the Gerasenes. And when he had stepped out of the boat, immediately a man came out of the tombs with an unclean spirit and met Jesus. This man lived among the tombs, and no one could restrain him anymore, even with a chain. For the man had often been restrained with shackles and chains, but the chains he wrenched apart, and the shackles he broke into pieces, and no one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains, the man was always howling and bruising himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and he bowed down before him. And he shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you, by God, do not torment me." For Jesus has said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And he replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And the man begged him earnestly not to send the demons out of the country. Now, there on the hillside, a great herd of swine was feeding, and the unclean spirits begged Jesus, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." So he gave them permission, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. And the herd, numbering about 2,000, rushed down the steep bank into the sea and were drowned in the sea. This is the word of the Lord. This is a disturbing text. If you like bacon, there is a lot of wasted bacon. If you are an environmentalist, you might think, wow, Jesus really doesn't care about the world. What happened to the Sea of Galilee? 2,000 rotting carcasses? If you estimate, and I did that in Bible study, we talked about this, as the average price of a pig at harvest in America now is $4 a pound. The average pig is 150 pounds at harvest. That's $600 a pig. If you total that up, 2,000 pigs is $1.2 million that fell into the sea. You'll see in the rest of the story, the townsfolk asked Jesus to leave. Pretty clear why. He is costly to have around. But the story is not about the cost of the pigs. It is not about the environmental disaster that's in this story. Jesus is focused on this man. This man who is in an impossible bondage. He has been abandoned by everyone. Did you notice where he lives? In the cemetery. In the tombs. Only those who can't tell him to leave will let him stay with them. He is bound and tied up, and he screams and howls. I mean, it sounds just like a Nightmare on Elm Street, a horror movie. I can't imagine what the people thought when they would hear him screaming at night. His people, he was from their town. They had abandoned him. They had given up. They couldn't do anything else for him. What was it like for his mother to hear those cries? I cannot imagine. You might hear the story and think, well, it is disturbing. I don't know if I believe in demon possession. But I can tell you that I have seen people like this on College Avenue. I have seen them on my street. You will see them today. You might be one of those people. Abandoned. Forgotten. Overlooked. Paul says in Romans chapter 7, I don't understand what I do. I do what I don't want to do, and what I want to do so badly, I don't do it. We commonly say in American culture that we are our own worst enemies. That's what this story is about. This man is choosing death. The demons are choosing death for him. And Jesus comes to say, there is another way. While everyone else may forget you, I will not. I will call you by name. I will save you. I will restore the image of God within you. This man is controlled by a legion of demons. Now, I wouldn't pretend to say to anyone here that you are controlled by a legion of demons. Even if I was in a bad mood, I would hope I wouldn't say that to you. But I do know that you are controlled by demons. I am controlled by demons. Did you know that this is the third consecutive year in over 100 years, only 3 years in 100, in which the average life expectancy in our country has gone down? Because of opioids, because of suicide. Over 100 years, every year, life expectancy grew. And now that we are the best and the brightest and the most powerful and the most technologically advanced, it is shrinking. Because we have lost control. That's what happens with opioids. Not just if you're the person taking the opioids, but if you live with someone who's addicted to fentanyl. It is what happens with addictions of alcohol and drugs, of pornography, of sex, of stealing, of shopping. It is what happens with obsessions we may have for Hello Kitty collections or staying up all night or gossip or who knows what. It is what happens to us when we are controlled by abusive relationships and we cannot get out. It is what happens when we see someone in an abusive relationship and we say nothing. We think that we are free. We are the land of the free, aren't we? And yet, the story reminds us that we are often controlled by other powers. Powers that seek to keep us from what God wants for us, what God made us for. They keep us from how God sees us. That's what this story is about. Freedom. A happy day. A day when you have been washed, as we sang, when everything is new and that freedom is tasted. Now, we know that if you have an addiction and you are delivered from the addiction, it's not over. If you have an obsession and you're delivered, it's not over. If you have an abusive relationship and you get out of it, it's not actually over. Because you still have to deal with the consequences. But there is a transformation. And freedom is tasty. It is contagious. I don't know what happens to this man. We never see him again in the Bible. But I am pretty sure that he doesn't lose his freedom. So this morning, for our time of confession, if you see in your bulletin, you have a little post-it. In the story, names are important because you have to name something to have power over it. The demons try to name Jesus, and then Jesus gets their name. Jesus is the one that has the power. And so I want to invite you for our confession today, because that's what confession really is recognizing that we need Jesus, not just because he's a nice guy and he has pretty hair and he likes children and sheep, but because he is wild and he is a savior. Who saves us from ourselves, from our society, from our obsessions, from our addictions. Who saves us from our foolishness with which we often choose death instead of life. So this morning we're going to be singing our song that we sing at the confession time, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. And as we sing that, I want to invite you to take your post-it and you can write on it. There's some pins in the back. I want you to write on it, to name what is the power that controls you. Now, I'm not saying that you got to say, oh, well, it's the devil. Beelzebub has me under his control. But maybe it is alcohol. Maybe it is insecurities. Maybe it is, I don't know what. But we all are in that fight for freedom. I want to invite you to write that, to name that power so that you can have power over it in the name of Jesus. And I want to invite you to take that and bring it up and throw it into my little Sea of Galilee that I made right here as our confession today. So if you need a pen, we have pens in the back, there's pens in the pews. I want to invite you as we are doing that, naming those powers that want to keep us from life, may we be aware of the lives around us and our different bodies and our different capacities, and we may need to help each other in order to get up there. You need to throw yourself into the Sea of Galilee just to get it. But as we sing, let us confess and name those powers so that we might be free. In the name of the one who saves us today and every day. Does that make sense? If you need more verses, there's some in the garage, there's also some up here on the table.